The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly, back from first part of a vacation and heading off for a more extended one for a little bit. But this program's been scheduled for a while, and I've certainly been looking forward to it. I'd say you could have been, but you didn't know it was going to happen. What's happening today is a preview of the 10th anniversary season of the Sugar Creek Symphony and Song, Sugar Creek Opera Festival, which is scheduled for this weekend, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That's Friday through Sunday. And it's all Puccini, at least in the operatic portion on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's featured production is Madama Butterfly, starring Helen Todd, who is also the artistic director. She's joining us on the show today. The Sugar Creek Opera Festival's apprentice program then on Sunday is presenting two of the three operas that are part of Puccini's Il Trittico, which essentially means the triptych. Three operas, of course, in there. They're doing Suor Angelica, Sister Angelica, and Janiskiki, the latter probably the best known of the three. And we've got not only Helen Todd, but also three other singers who will be sharing this preview today, giving us a couple of extended scenes from Madame Butterfly. And that is coming up in a matter of minutes here on Live and Local. Hope you'll enjoy Puccini for the Hour here on FM 90.9. That is certainly the most famous music from Puccini's opera Janiskiki. It has been arranged for so many different combinations of instruments, although, of course, originally it was sung in the opera. O mio babbino caro, my dear daddy, is essentially what that means. Played here by Joshua Bell, the violinist with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Michael Stern. Janiskiki is one of three Puccini operas that will be performed this weekend in Watseka, Illinois, at the 10th Annual Sugar Creek Opera Festival, originally called Sugar Creek Symphony and Song. I guess that's still part of the complete title. We'll maybe get a bit of a more explanation of that. The other two operas, well, one of the two is paired with Janiskiki, Suor Angelica or Sister Angelica. They are originally part of Il Trittico, the triptych, which also includes Il Tabarro. They're doing the apprentice program from the festival. The Danis Wilson apprentice program will be performing both of those operas on Sunday afternoon. The main event, however, is Puccini's Madama Butterfly, which will be performed on Saturday evening in Watseka. And we have the star of Madama Butterfly in the role of Cho-Cho-San, who is Madama Butterfly herself, and also she's the artistic director for the Sugar Creek Festival, Helen Todd. She's brought along with her the other three stars of that opera in the role of Suzuki as Catherine Kaldrick, as Benjamin Franklin Pinkerton, Jeffrey Hartman, and as Sharpless is Grant Youngblood. They're all here with us today. Also, their pianist, Shannon McGinnis. I was admonished not to call her Sharon. And anyway, it's a delight to have you all here, and we've had this program set for a while, so I'm actually back from a little vacation and heading right off on tomorrow, but we get to do a little opera today. Yay. Just why not?
Great.
I mean, it's a 10th annual, a 10th anniversary season. Congratulations, Helen.
Thank you very much. It's kind of amazing. 10 years went by really quickly.
And you're the founding artistic director.
Yes. So the artistic director now, general and artistic
general,
director.
Right.
General
manager.
Everything.
Yeah, you do the whole. So explain the evolution of Sugar Creek Symphony and Song. There's no real symphony that goes on.
Well, I want you to think of the orchestra as its own symphony.
Okay, so that kind of symphony.
Yes. When we started the festival, it was one opera, one symphonic concert, and a recital. And we followed that format for a couple of years. And that's why I titled it that, because I didn't want it to be locked into one musical genre. I wanted it to be able to have the ability to do all kinds of music, not just opera. But our audience really said, what we want to see is the opera. Give us more opera. So, you know, now we're transitioning into, this is the first time we've ever done three operas. Suor Angelica and Johnny Skeeky are only one acts, but they're still, you know, complete operas. And so that's what our audience wants, and that's why we're kind of transitioning the name of Sugar Creek Opera Festival, because our audience prefers to see opera rather than symphonic. I guess they have lots of choices to see symphonies, but they don't have any choices to see opera in Iroquois County and Kankakee County. So that's why we're doing only opera right now.
Okay, and of course, an opera festival is a lot more descriptive of what in fact goes on. Although there is a concert, there's an opening concert Friday night. What will be happening on that?
That's Puccini music. It's the apprentices that are singing, and they're singing excerpts of different Puccini operas and also composers that influenced Puccini. So you're going to hear some Verdi and some bel canto composers. But we're really trying to encompass the whole weekend in the music of Puccini and who influenced him. And so that's what that concert is. It also has some previews of the rest of the weekend. So you'll get to hear some excerpts from the three operas that are being performed.
So why Puccini for the 10th season?
Well, the first year was La Boheme. So the very first opera we produced was a Puccini opera. And originally I was going to remount La Boheme at the 10th anniversary to do it again. But again, our patron said, we already saw that opera. We want more opera. Give us another opera. So I guess we will never do anything twice. So when you come to a Sugar Creek performance, every time you come, you will see a new opera.
Well, that is a trick. If you're only going to do essentially one, well, you do one season a year, one weekend in a year.
Right.
People will notice if you repeat.
Yes, they noticed immediately, and I got lots of feedback that said, we already saw that one. Please give us another one. And so then the board decided that they were deciding between Tosca and Madame Butterfly, and they chose Madame Butterfly. So, and I already had people in mind for those, the other roles. And they requested that I sing. I don't sing every year in the operas, but they requested that I sing in the 10th anniversary opera. So that's why.
So why don't you introduce your cohorts?
Well, so we have Jeffrey Hartman, who's a wonderful tenor, and he has a big, beautiful, big, beautiful voice. And I heard him in New York. He's singing Pinkerton. And it was hard to find a tenor that had the same squealo in his voice as me.
Explain that word.
Squealo is the really brilliant sheen and brilliance, and it cuts through the orchestra so that when you hear a voice that cuts through 60-piece orchestra, it kind of hits the back wall and comes back at you as the audience. The size of the voice, if you have a big dramatic soprano voice, the squealo is stronger and louder. And so it was hard to find a tenor that could match the power of my squealo. My squealo has improved and gotten stronger since I had children, but Jeffrey's squealo matches mine perfectly. So when you hear us sing today, you'll hear this very balanced, even squealo and just power of voice.
That's actually a new term to me. I just didn't want people to think that it was some sort of cleaning product. And then?
Then there's Catherine Cowdrick, and she's singing Suzuki. And the director said, you need a Suzuki that will take care of you in every way and will be a kind colleague to you, because this is your first butterfly, and somebody that can just do this in her sleep. And so immediately I thought of Katie, because she's a wonderful artist and she's a wonderful, wonderful dear friend. And so she'd already been to Sugar Creek. She was in Romeo and Juliet. And so I already knew that she knew what the festival was about. And so she's a wonderful colleague, beautiful voice.
And Suzuki plays, as you just described, what the director suggested you needed in a Suzuki. She's also essentially that character.
Right, exactly.
In the opera.
And the director knows the marathon singing Cho-Cho-San is on stage for 2 hours straight, really without a break. So the Suzuki is really important. You know, almost sometimes more important than the soprano, because She has to take care of a four-year-old child, and she has to keep, you know, all the action continuing to move around this huge drama that Cho-Cho-San is going through.
And then, in the role of Sharpless, which I thought was a wonderful name for a character.
We have Grant Youngblood, and I've been dying to sing with Grant for years and years, and I've actually called his agent, you know, at least three times, and he's always been engaged. I never get to him soon enough, but luckily this year, although there was another company vying for his talent, but I won this summer.
Congratulations on that, too.
Yes. Beautiful voice.
Well, it's a fine setup, so I'm anxious to hear. I know we've got a couple of relatively extended scenes compared to what we usually have on the show, which is a little song here and a little song there and whatnot. So where do we want to start? And can you set the first one up for us?
So I'm going to have Jeffrey set up the duet, the tenor duet, and he can kind of speak on what's happening in this duet, Jeffrey.
Well, Lieutenant Pinkerton has just arrived on port and has basically gone to see his place in Nagasaki with his marriage broker, which is Goro, and he's being played by
Neil Woodruff.
And so I am awaiting patiently for my bride that he has basically shown me a bunch of pictures and said, which one do you want? And of course, I picked Butterfly Cho-Cho-San. And so I was awaiting and waiting, and she has arrived. And from that point on, he has madly fallen in love with her, almost to the point of lusting after her, and basically sings this song. And
so what's happening now in this particular duet is that it's our wedding night, and he's trying to calm her down because she's pretty nervous. And so he basically says to her, well, you know, you look beautiful, that don't be worried, don't be concerned, and you haven't really said you love me yet. And so she says, well, I'm afraid that if I say those words that I'll just fall dead right here on the spot. And so the whole aria is about Pinkerton trying to calm her down, show her the beautiful landscape, the beautiful stars that are out for the evening, and make her feel safe, and then lust and love ensue as soon as the notes are over.
All right, in the role of Cho-Cho-San, Madama Butterfly, from that opera by Giacomo Puccini, is Helen Todd, and as B.F. Pinkerton, Jeffrey Hartman. This complete opera will be performed on Saturday night in Watsika at the Sugar Creek Opera Festival, and we're having a preview live on Live and Local. Shannon McGinnis is the pianist.
Vestita regia mi piace la treccia corona fra candidi veli.
Somiglia la dea della luna, la piccola dea della luna che scende all'onde del ponte del cielo.
E affascini i cuori.
Oh!
from Puccini's Madama Butterfly. That was an extended segment from fairly early on in the opera when Pinkerton and Cho-Cho-San are, well, they're about to go to bed.
That's right.
In fact.
Can't you tell by that
yeah,
music?
Yeah, that's right. And it's got the fear of an essentially... How old is Cho-Cho-San supposed to be?
15.
Exactly.
And, of course, she's never played by a 15-year-old because no 15-year-old can sing like that.
That's right.
So there's always, in this opera and many other operas, certain of a suspension of disbelief, I guess, when it comes to
Don't
that
I look
sort
15?
Of thing. I'm sorry, Helen. You look young, but...
But not 15. Well, that's good.
Could you imagine a 15-year-old singing like that?
Mm-mm. No, they would probably break their vocal cords.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say, hire that woman if you do, that girl if you do. Helen Todd in the role of Cho-Cho-San, who is Madama Butterfly, and Jeffrey Hartman as Benjamin Franklin Pinkerton, the American who has come to marry her and, of course, eventually jilt her horribly. That's no spoiler, folks. Everybody knows how that goes if you know the opera at all. And that is the progress of the opera. And Shannon McGinnis at the Yamaha Clavinova, making it sound as close to a Steinway as one can.
Thank you.
Here live on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Helen and Jeffrey will be joining the full cast, of course, at the Sugar Creek Opera Festival. It's their 10th anniversary season in Watsika. The performance of Madame Butterfly will be on Saturday night at 7:30 at Clifton Central High School in the auditorium. So technically, it's in Clifton. And then on Sunday afternoon, the apprentice program will be performing two other shorter Puccini operas, Suor Angelica, Sister Angelica, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful opera, by the way, and Gianni Schicchi. Both of those, Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, same place. The whole festival starts on Friday night with a preview concert of Puccini operas and arias and also music from Puccini predecessors and people by whom he was influenced. That's going to be at First United Methodist Church in Watsika. For more information on the festival, go to sugarcreekfestival.org. And you're listening to Live and Local on 90.9 FM, where we have support from the Decatur Celebration, August 3rd through 5th in downtown Decatur. Live musical acts include Billy Ocean, the Spin Doctors, the Tramps, and many more. Events include the Fun Run, Razzle Dazzle Good Times Parade, and a hot dog eating contest. More information is available at DecaturCelebration.com. You're invited also to join us at WILL in September for the WILL Civil War Train. You can board vintage train cars for stops in Vicksburg, Atlanta, Kennesaw Mountain, Chickamauga, and New Orleans. Visit the Smithsonian Southern and Southeast Railway Museums and see Civil War era Washington, D.C. The trip is nearly sold out. If you want to get involved, call 217-333-7300 or visit will.illinois.edu/willtravel for more information. Since I gave all the information about in that announcement about the Decatur Celebration hot dog eating contest and whatnot, there is an art fest that accompanies, or at least goes on, during the Sugar Creek Opera Festival. You want to talk about that just briefly?
Yes, that's a Cherry Street Art Fest, and it's in Watsika on the grounds of the old courthouse from 9 to 4 on Saturday. And there's artisans there, and there's lots of things to buy, and jewelry, and pottery, and all sorts of different booths there, as well as there's some performances from the apprentices. They'll be singing excerpts from Gianni Schicchi and Suor Angelica. And there's also some legends of Iroquois County, where people take on the persona of a particularly historic figure from the county, and gives a little tidbit about them, and they speak in the first person. That's quite interesting. And the old courthouse is a beautiful building built in the 1880s with an authentic courtroom, and there's museum artifacts inside that building as well. So you can make Sugar Creek Festival your whole weekend. And there's something from Friday night to Sunday at 5 o'clock. There's activities happening throughout Iroquois County, including a tour of historic churches where people will can go see these four particular churches in the county that are very special and beautiful architecture, as well as a wine tasting in Gilman at Inside Out. So you can go to the wine tasting before you go to the opera. So there's just lots and lots to do, and they can see all of that on the website at sugarcreekfestival.org, or they can call the box office at 815-432-3830.
So lots and lots going on, but of course, it's ultimately all about opera. And this year, in the 10th anniversary season, all about Puccini's gorgeous music. It's just incredible the number of... I can't even think of a good adjective. I should let Celeste Kelly describe it. If she had a microphone in front of her, she's the administrator, and it was a bit overcome at the end of of the duet. And just ravishing music. There you go. There's ravishing. A word. Just ravishing and ravishingly sung as well. Helen, you said that this is your first Butterfly.
Yes.
And you indicated one of the challenges, which is that you're on stage essentially straight for 2 hours. What are some of the others? And what makes you most afraid of this role and most excited by this role?
Well, I'm no longer afraid because we already staged the whole thing, and the run-through on Saturday went very well. And I'm not afraid at all because I trust all of my colleagues. I picked wonderful people that I knew wouldn't really need any hand-holding, and they would be really supportive of my efforts. And so I'm excited, not really scared.
Good.
So, and actually my daughter is playing the small child. That's the one that might be one of the things I'm a little nervous about, but because she was hopping on stage the other rehearsal, and the director didn't want her to hop, and she said, "Well, nobody told me I couldn't hop." So
does she want to bow out then?
No, we talked her off the ledge on that one.
Oh, okay.
But I know that Grant has done Sharpless quite a few times, as well as Katie. And so I don't know if Grant has any interesting Madame Butterfly stories of things that happened on his productions.
Oh, gee. Well...
Don't jinx her with any horrible ones.
No horrible stories. You know, little, you know, hijinks with the little kids sometimes. But nothing too traumatic has happened. It's just a spectacular score and a wonderfully, you know, involving... gripping story.
Well, that's for sure. And then, Jeffrey, is this your first Pinkerton?
No. This is, let's see.
Oh, you have to count, so it must have been several.
My 10th time actually singing
marvelous.
It. So, last year, around the same time, I was actually in Edmonton, Canada, singing the same role, sang it 6 performances back to back.
Wow.
So,
oh, my gosh.
So we know you can get through this one.
Exactly. 6 times.
On Saturday. Well, it's only going to be played once, folks, so don't miss it. 7:30 on Saturday in actually Clifton, Illinois, technically, but part of the Sugar Creek Opera Festival that happens in Waseca every year about this time. It's been happening for 10 years. This is the 10th. And I know we have another more extended scene now.
This one's slightly shorter.
Oh, this was the shorter one.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's the aria of Un Bel Dì, which is the famous aria that most people know. And so I'll let Katie set up this one because Katie is in this scene with Mia Suzuki.
I think it's interesting because I often think to myself, why am I so tired at the end of Butterfly when I have so little to sing? But it's almost as if Suzuki is so much a part of her that every up and down that Butterfly goes through, Suzuki suffers through too, and the fear and the loss. Will he come back? Will he return? And at this point in time, they realize that the money that they have left is very, very little. Soon they'll be starving. What Pinkerton doesn't know at this point in time is that there's a child. But she's trying to be as loyal as she can. And she says to him, she says to Butterfly, but have you ever heard of someone returning? A stranger who has left to return. But Butterfly convinces her that she will. Her sense of belief in Pinkerton and in their love is very, very strong. And so in Un Bel Dì, which is such a beautiful highlight of the moment, it's great to be on stage. Just every Butterfly you do the piece with brings, I don't know if Grant feels mm-hmm. this too, and Jeff, a different energy. The productions are always so different. Some are very contemporary, some are crazy, some are more in the traditional Japanese mode of using your body and kneeling and things like that. But, you know, it's un bel día that brings you to the belief that, you know, all things are possible.
One fine day is what that means.
One fine day.
Well, since you mentioned the staging, how is this one being done? This is the stage director is Scott Perry, and he does, at least he's done the last several, hasn't he?
So it's traditional. It's around, it's set in World War I, so it's updated just slightly. But for the most part, it's pretty traditional. There'll be a surprise in the ending, which I don't want to ruin for people.
No, by all means.
But it'll
not.
Be very impactful, the way that it's staged. And that's true what Katie said, is that Suzuki's singing for 2 hours, but Suzuki's on stage for 2 hours, too. She may not be singing continuously, but she's on stage the whole time with me.
You mean Butterfly is singing for 2 hours, but
yes.
Suzuki is on stage.
She's singing quite a bit, too. I just have these long, long moments of just me singing. But Suzuki is there the whole time, and that's why it was so important to have a Suzuki that's so supportive.
And then, of course, Pinkerton, as in the story itself, is absent for huge portions of...
For 3 years.
Of the, but I mean of the opera. He's absent for huge portions
yes.
to result when he comes
one,
back.
One whole act.
Yeah.
But it's 3 years.
But it's 3 years.
You're not feeling any resentment for this already.
No, she lets it go for a little bit.
You know, I've always had a question about this, and I guess there must be an explanation in the opera, but where does the term Madama Butterfly come from? Is this just a kind of a pet name that Pinkerton gives her? Why Butterfly?
I think you were Butterfly before you walked in.
Yeah,
I think that was
question.
I think it might be one of Goro's geisha names.
Yeah. It's a geisha name, I suspect, for Chocho-san, referring to the grace with which she dances and moves. I think that's probably why he, you know, sort of loosely calls her like a nickname when he's selling her, quote unquote.
So Goro is
is the marriage broker.
Yeah, marriage broker.
Yeah.
Selling her to Pinkerton.
And so she's quite fortunate because her family is very poor, and he was able to broker this deal for her to marry this American. So this is kind of her last chance to get out of poverty and her family. And so
and then she ends up back into it, apparently.
She does, because her uncle finds out that she has denounced her own religion and become a Christian for Pinkerton. And so then the whole community renounces her and says, basically, you're dead to us. And then it's just her and Suzuki for 3 years, Kevin. And then a baby comes. After that duet, a baby. There was a baby.
Are you trying to just build up your feeling of your emotional bitterness so that you can pour it forth on Saturday night on stage? Is
that's
that what
just
this
Helen's,
is about?
That's just Helen's response to 3 years. But Suzuki, she never complains about 3 years, ever. She just says... The birds haven't, you know, Pinkerton said that he would return when the birds return, when the birds make their nests, and the birds haven't made their nests. And so she asks Sharpless, how many times do the birds make nests in America? Because she's counted 3 times over here, and so obviously the birds only make their nests every 4 years because Pinkerton's not back yet.
Yeah, that's one of the amazing things about the character, I think, is that Butterfly has absolutely unshakable faith in her husband, in Pinkerton, that he will return, that he loves her, and there's never any bitterness about her. She's, you know, crushed. That's why the thing is so powerful. The finale of the opera is so powerful when this incredible faith that she has in this man is just crushed, and she realizes she is left with nothing.
Yeah, he does come back, but he comes back with another wife, mm-hmm. and to take the child away,
yeah.
which is just... You are a cad.
Well, it's not me personally.
Unreal.
That's why I said Mr. Pinkerton as opposed to Pinkerton. Mr. Hartman.
I only play it on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, before we're delaying this next singing moment here, but any particular limitations on doing a fully staged opera on a high school stage?
No, this venue is
a
really
big place?
It's a really beautiful stage. Hmm. It's only about 10 years old, so it has full lighting capability, wonderful seating, air conditioning. It's quite wide. The stage is a little bit wide, but it's the best venue that we've been able to perform in. So I feel like we finally landed at the venue that we're going to be in. because we don't, when we were in three different venues in Iroquois County, and Clifton Auditorium is still in Iroquois County, but we always had to kind of reconfigure every venue, and that's costly and it's really stressful. And this venue is a beautiful place. We're just happy to be there. And right. It's very close for Champaign folks because they just drive up 57 and get off at the Clifton exit. So it's actually slightly closer. If they just want to catch the operas, they could be there rather quickly.
And you can get all the information again on the website, which is?
SugarCreekFestival.org.
It's written in front of me somewhere, but I got all these pieces of paper on this stand and I can't see them all at one time. So, Un Bel Di, One Fine Day, from Madama Butterfly.
Okay, and so Katie will start with Suzuki's prayer for Butterfly, and then she'll have this conversation where she just says, I really don't think he's going to come back. Do you really think he's going to come back? And then it'll be obvious when the aria starts.
So Katie is Catherine Kaldrick in the role of Suzuki, and Helen Todd is Chotro-san. From Sugar Creek Opera Festival's production of Puccini's Madama Butterfly, which is happening this Saturday. And more information to come. They're live on Live and Local.
Non lo so. l'ultimo mattino tornerete, signori, non vanno voi.
Oh,
I took my headphones off for a brief bit. Opera singers are loud. Didn't realize this was sound protection here. That was beautiful. Helen Todd as Cho-Cho-San and Catherine Cowdrick as Suzuki from Puccini's Madama Butterfly, Un Bel Di, one of the most famous moments certainly from that opera, out of quite a number of them. And that will be performed in its entirety on Saturday night at 7:30 as part of the Sugar Creek Opera Festival. It's going to be at Clifton Central High School Auditorium in Clifton, Illinois, the festival taking place in and around Watsika. On Friday night, there is a preview concert in Watsika at First Methodist Church, which with members of the Apprentice Program, which we'll talk about in just a moment. And then the Cherry Street Art Festival happening nearly all day on Saturday that includes, if you want to get involved in this, a tour of Iroquois County Historic Churches. There's wine tasting as well on towards the end of Saturday afternoon. Sunday afternoon, at 3 o'clock, two other Puccini operas, two one-acts, Sister Angelica and Gianni Schicchi, also will be performed at the Clifton Central High School. That will involve singers from the Danis Wilson Apprentice Program. That starts at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. You can get all the complete information, including how to find all these places, by going to the website, which is sugarcreekfestival.org. And, of course, you're hearing these singers live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9, where our broadcast is made possible with support from Lincoln Square in Urbana, a lifestyle center with fitness and wellness facilities like Charter Fitness, Health in Harmony, Energy Healing Systems, Urbana Acupuncture, and Amara Yoga. I'm Kevin Kelly, host of Live and Local, with you today. I'll be off for the next couple of weeks, so you'll be enjoying classical music during this hour. Most of the time, Roger Cooper will be hosting the show, guest hosting the show on Friday. We have a wonderful flamenco guitarist and other styles of guitar who's going to be playing on Friday night, I believe, at the Dowden Fine Arts Center at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. And he'll be live on the show on Friday, Roger Cooper guest hosting Live and Local on Friday. So, but otherwise, you'll be hearing classical music during this time slot for the next couple of weeks. So about this apprentice program, Helen, talk about that a little bit.
Well, we do auditions in New York, Chicago, Cleveland, and Cincinnati. And we get about, this year we had 250 applicants for 16 spots. So they're pre-screened by audio submission. And then I hear 90 in live audition, and I choose the people from those 90 that I hear live in audition. And it's a wonderful opportunity for them to get career training so that the what I always say is the jump from college conservatory to an apprentice program is a pond, and then from apprentice program to getting an agent and working is an ocean. And they need more coaching and more career counseling in order to have the tools to actually start to work in the business rather than just get their degree and they've studied music as a degree. But there's a whole aspect of how high is the bar when you're actually being a singer. And we were actually talking about that in the ride over here about how they need to have extra preparation for languages and what arias are best for them and such. And so they get all of that in the program, plus they get a fully staged opera. And this year they have two, which are one acts. And I know that Katie knows a lot about Gianni Schicchi, and that's a very funny, hilarious opera. So you hear lots of tragedy in Madame Butterfly and Suor Angelica, but you can end the weekend with some wonderful comedy. And Gianni Schicchi is set in 1950s Brooklyn mafioso, and you're going to see a landscape of New York City on stage. And I'd just like Katie to just tell a little bit about the storyline.
Well, Uncle Bozo has died and the relatives have come to pay their respects, but their radar is up because it's not only the respects that they want to pay, it's they want to see what they can get as a result of his death. It's a great piece.
He had some money in other
He
words,
was so. The man, yeah. Mm. And complicating, of course, is a love story of two families warring. Will the bride and groom get together? It's a great piece, I think, because it's an ensemble piece. And so for young artists, it's a terrific. It's musically tricky. But there's every relative has their own unredeeming personality, and some of them are pretty evil, and some of them are pretty stupid, and some pretty silly, and they all come together, and a man, Johnny Skeeky, is brought in to try to calm down the relatives and figure out how they can actually make sure that they get what they want, only to find out that sometimes the people you bring in are very, very, very smart. And we won't give that away either. But it's great for young artists because it's funny and enjoyable, and it's contrasted with Swan Angelica, which is such a heartfelt piece with beautiful, beautiful music. But it's tragic. Yeah.
Ultimately.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes,
beautiful, beautiful.
Rebecca Caliendo is singing Angelica and Swan Angelica, and she's got these gorgeous big eyes and this beautiful voice. And it's really an amazing voice. She's also the understudy for Madame Butterfly. And Tony Arnold is singing Johnny Skeeky. And there's some Honeymooners, Jackie Gleason references in the production. And what Katie said about undesirable characters, each character is really, on their own, really hilarious. And so Johnny Skeeky tricks them. So it's going to be a really great production, really fun.
Very briefly, because we just have about a minute here, the plot for Swan Angelica, Sister Angelica, because that's not the better known of the three.
Right. So she has been sent to a convent because she had a baby, and she's been in the convent for a few years, and her aunt comes to visit her, and she hasn't seen her aunt in several years, and gives her some bad news about her child, and tells her that her child has died. And so there's a wonderful scene where she comes to terms with what that means and how she deals with it, and it's quite sad. But there's a wonderful redeeming moment at the end that you don't want to miss, that's very ethereal. So you, if they come, they will see what that wonderful moment is.
I know when one listens to opera, if you don't know the story, and even if you do know the story, unless you understand whatever the language is, you usually don't really know what's going on at any particular time. And Swan Angelica is one that I used to listen to and haven't heard it for a long time. And Victoria de los Angeles was as Sister Angelica, and I just remember falling in absolute love with that opera. Just seamlessly beautiful music from beginning to end, as
yes,
I recall.
Yes, it's beautiful. And no one should be concerned about not understanding what's happening, because there's English surtitles above the stage for all performances, so they will always know what's happening in the story if they come to a Sugar Creek performance.
Of course, I'm talking about if you're just listening to a record.
If you're just listening. I think when you're listening to the record, though, I think... on some level, you know what it's about when you just listen to the way that...
Because it's all in the music.
Yes, that's the way Puccini is. It's all in the music.
It's the Sugar Creek Opera Festival. It's happening this weekend, Friday through Sunday, in Watsika, in Clifton, and then auxiliary events happening throughout Iroquois County. For more information, all the information you need, go to sugarcreekfestival.org. We're very pleased to have had today Helen Todd, who is the general manager and artistic director for the Sugar Creek Festival. She's also appearing as Cho-Cho-San. And I've lost my pieces of paper again. Catherine Cowdrick is in the role of Suzuki. Jeffrey Hartman as B.F. Pinkerton. These are all in Butterfly, of course. And then Grant Youngblood, who we didn't get to hear sing. No wonder you're looking so relaxed over there. In the role of Sharpless, and then wonderful pianist Shannon. I did it. She warned me at the beginning. Shannon McGinnis is the pianist. And are you performing then with them on Sunday?
I will perform with them on Friday for the kickoff concert with the Apprentices, and I'm running surtitles for the shows too, You'll see me down front. Oh,
so a new talent you get to explore. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you all. Thank you very much. Thanks to Celeste Kelly for making all the arrangements. And thanks, as always, to Mike Pritchard for providing sound for the show. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR and Classical Music for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine, beers, and spirits for the serious collector, the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available on the Corkscrew's Facebook page. And here's just a little of the beautiful music from Suor Angelica. It's an intermezzo from that opera. Thanks for joining us on Live and Local on FM 90.9.